Chapter 3. The day that Joe was going to come with me to see Miss Havisham, he got himself all worked up. He didn't know what to wear, but he finally decided to wear his finest clothes. They made him look like a strange bird. I wished that Joe would wear his normal clothes that he wore for work. But Joe said, "I must look my best for Miss Havisham." Mrs. Joe walked with us into the village to see Mr. Pumblechook as we went to see Miss Havisham. She was still very angry that she wasn't invited to come with us. When we got to Satty's house, Estella came to the gate to open it. She was just the same as she was every other time I had come to visit. She didn't look at or speak to Joe either. Estella led us into the house and took us to Miss Havisham's room. She asked Joe many questions. It was very embarrassing for me. Instead of answering the questions properly, Joe told me the answers. Then I had to tell Miss Havisham the answers. He also tried to talk like a gentleman instead of like himself, so everything he said made no sense. At the end of the questions, Miss Havisham said to Joe, "Pippa's earned a present. I am giving him £25 for you to use to teach him to be a blacksmith." Joe didn't know what to say. It was a lot more money than a blacksmith got for teaching a boy. "This will be your last visit, Pip. You will not get any more money from me than £25. Goodbye," Miss Havisham said. I felt very strange. £25 was a lot of money for Miss Havisham to give me. But I was also very sad. I thought that Miss Havisham wanted to see Joe to ask him to let me go and live with her. Then I could be her son and be around Estella all the time. But instead, I would never see her again. When we got back to the village, Mr. Pumblechook and Mrs. Joe were waiting for us. I told Mrs. Joe that Miss Havisham was feeling ill and wasn't able to have too many visitors. It was a lie, but it made Mrs. Joe happy. Mr. Pumblechook and Mrs. Joe were both very happy to hear that Miss Havisham had given me so much money. We went to the Three Jolly Bargemen for a big dinner that night. Joe, Mrs. Joe, and Mr. Pumblechook wanted to have a party because they were so happy. But I didn't want a party. I was miserable. I hated living with Joe and Mrs. Joe because it made me think about how I wasn't a gentleman. It was also very far from Satty's house and Estella. I felt like I was never going to be a gentleman now. And it was all because of Miss Havisham. I didn't tell Joe how I felt. It wasn't his fault, and I didn't want to make him miserable too. Joe started to teach me to be a blacksmith at night because I was still going to school. When I was working, I thought about Estella coming to Joe's house and seeing what I was doing. I thought about the look on her face and how embarrassing it would be. Biddy was still teaching me at school as well as all the other children in the village. I tried to teach Joe everything that Biddy taught me so he could still be my friend. I tried to teach Joe on Sunday, but Joe wasn't very easy to teach. I gave up after a while and sat thinking about Estella and Satty's house instead. One night I turned to Joe and said, "Can I go to see Miss Havisham tomorrow?" Joe didn't want me to go. He thought it would make Miss Havisham think I wanted more money and that she would be angry with me. We talked about it for a long time before Joe said I could go. I wasn't the only boy who worked for Joe. There was a boy called Orlick. He didn't like Joe letting me take a day off work. I didn't like him at all. He argued with Joe until Joe said he could take the day off too. He wanted everyone to be happy. Mrs. Joe heard all the fighting and came to see what had happened. When she heard what Joe had done, she shouted at him, "You are a fool! You let these boys walk all over you!" She started calling Orlick names, and he called her names back. Then he threatened to hurt her. Mrs. Joe was upset and made Joe fight Orlick. It wasn't a very big fight. Joe was big and strong, and Orlick wasn't. Joe hit him once and he fell over. Mrs. Joe collapsed and had to be taken back to the house. I went to see Miss Havisham after all of this. When I got there, Estella didn't come to the gate. A lady called Sarah Pocket came instead. She told me to go away. "You won't get any more money from Miss Havisham," she told me. "I am not here for more money," I said. "I came to say thank you and see how she is." Eventually, Sarah let me in and took me to see Miss Havisham. We talked for a little while, but she noticed me looking around for Estella and said, "She isn't here. She has gone to France to learn how to be a beautiful lady." Miss Havisham then made me leave. I felt more miserable than ever, and I walked up and down the streets in the village looking at the shops. I thought of all the things I would buy if I was a gentleman. I met Mr. Wopsle coming out of one of the shops. He invited me to go with him to Mr. Pumblechook's house to listen to him read the book. I was so miserable that anything was better than walking up and down the street. So I went with Mr. Wopsle. It was very later when Mr. Wopsle finished reading, so he walked home with me. As we walked, we found Orlick. He was hiding at the side of the street. We couldn't see what he was doing, but something about him made me very uneasy. Mr. Wopsle talked to him, and Orlick said, "Some prisoners have escaped from the prison ships. They are firing the guns to warn everyone." He walked with us to the Three Jolly Bargemen pub. Many people were standing outside of the pub, shouting about something that had happened at Joe's house. Someone had hit Mrs. Joe on the back of the head. The people at the pub thought that the escaped prisoners had hit Mrs. Joe, but nothing had been stolen from the house. There were some chains that had been left at the house, but the police said they weren't the same ones that the prisoners wore. I looked at Orlick. I was sure that he had hit Mrs. Joe. He had been hiding at the side of the street, but I didn't have any way of making anyone else believe me. I went home to see how Mrs. Joe was. Mrs. Joe was very ill. She couldn't hear anything anymore. She couldn't see very well, and she couldn't really talk. We got her something to draw on so that she could tell us what she wanted. Biddy was the only person that seemed to be able to understand her. So she came to live at Joe's house and took care of Mrs. Joe. She drew a picture of a blacksmith's hammer one day, and Biddy realized that Mrs. Joe wanted to see Orlick. Biddy brought him to see her, and he stood in front of Mrs. Joe looking very embarrassed. Mrs. Joe was very happy to see him, and she asked to see him every day. I got used to being a blacksmith. I was still miserable and wanted to be a gentleman, but it wasn't too bad working with Joe. When I wasn't working for Joe, I read books to Biddy while she did the housework. Biddy learned everything I was learning just by listening to me read. I decided to tell Biddy all about how I felt. I took her for a walk on the marshes and told her that I wanted to be a gentleman more than anything else in the world. "You shouldn't spend your time wishing for something you will never have," Biddy said. "No," I cried. "Someone called me common, and I don't want to be common." "Whoever told you that was mean and lying." "Who said that to you?" Biddy asked. "The most beautiful lady in the world, and I love her," I replied. "You need to stop thinking about her and what she says. She's not a nice person, and you deserve better," Biddy told me. But I was sure she was wrong. "I wish I could make myself fall in love with you. Then everything would be fine," I told her. We were walking in the graveyard now, and Orlick jumped out from behind a gravestone. He threatened us. When he left, Biddy said to me, "I don't like him, but he likes me and won't leave me alone." I didn't like or trust Orlick either. After my walk with Biddy, I thought about my life. I was getting used to being a blacksmith, and I thought I could live with Joe and Mrs. Joe for the rest of my life and marry Biddy. I worked for Joe for 4 years. Then everything changed. I was in the Three Jolly Bargemen pub with Joe, Mr. Pumblechook, and Mr. Wopsle. Mr. Wopsle was reading to us about a murder in the newspaper. A man came over and asked who we thought the murderer was. We talked about the murder for a while, and then the man asked to speak to Joe and I. The man was a lawyer called Mr. Jaggers. Pip, I have come to tell you about your Great Expectations. When a person dies, you are going to get all of his money. So I am taking you to London so that you can become a gentleman, Mr. Jaggers told me. Who is this person? I asked. When they are ready to tell you who they are, they will. You will not know until then, but we need to get you a proper teacher. I think Matthew Pocket will be a good teacher for you, Mr. Jaggers said. I had heard the name Matthew Pocket before, and I knew he had something to do with Miss Havisham. Joe and I didn't know what to say. Mr. Jaggers gave me £20 to buy new clothes. He offered to give Joe some money, but Joe refused to take it. No one knew what to make of it all, but they tried to be happy for me. I went to bed that night and heard Joe and Biddy saying nice things about me, and I felt more lonely than I ever had before.